Okay, we're about to start the last chelik of this sefer. The main focus is here is on Yisurim, understanding Yisurim, working with Yisurim. But before we do that, I just want to finish off, not finish, because you can't finish the subject. It's impossible to finish. I want to focus just a little bit on some of the aspects of tefillah. There's an error we make in tefillah which interferes with our ability to govern properly. I just want to just focus on this a little bit. We think, and it's not incorrect, but it's not correct either, that somehow tefillah is some kind of a spiritual experience. Therefore, it needs to have within it some kind of spiritual arousal. If you daven and you come away, you didn't really feel fired up. You didn't feel wow. You kind of feel it was a failed tefillah. Now, about it, there's that aspect as well. But I'll tell you what Rav Pinkus had to say about this. And Rav Pinkus was a shtick tefillah. Anybody ever saw Rav Pinkus davening? Everybody who ever heard about him davening knows that he knew what he was talking about. And anybody who's ever learned his sefer on tefillah knows that sefer was written from experience, and it's unbelievable, mind-boggling. He wrote a letter to a Talmid who wrote him complaining that he doesn't have this. It's hard for him to daven, it's hard for him to go and daven because he doesn't feel anything. So the Pinkus wrote back to him a whole long letter. I just want to focus on one aspect. He said to him, there are a couple of facts here that we need to clear up. Fact number one is that there's a Jew that lives in Ofakim called Pinkus. Fact number two is he wrote a book on tefillah. That's how you found out about it. And fact number three is that the postal service that delivered your letter to me. What spiritual experience did you have when you reached out to me for help in tefillah? What spiritual experience did you demand? Nothing. When you go to the bank manager, this is my own idea, but it's the same thing. When you go to the bank manager asking for a loan, you're not having a spiritual experience. You need something from the bank manager. You ask him and he'll either give it to you or you won't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real. And when you need something, that's the place to go and ask for it. And if you didn't have a spiritual experience, it would stop you from asking him for it. Why? He's got it. And if it's good for you, he'll give it to you. And he knows exactly what you need, when you need it, and how much exactly. He created a world where you have to ask. Why? That is, it's not our subject now, but the simple tenets to that is because he wants you to talk to him. He wants you to talk to him. He wants you to pop in and visit him. He wants you to be dependent on him. Not for his sake, for our sake. So when you daven, you're asking Hashem for what you need, and that's real. The same way as the safe is real, this table's real, Hashem has to be real. When you're standing talking to Hashem, avada, there's the spiritual aspect in these lives and the hishtakakus, avada, there's all that. But first and foremost is don't let get in the way of your davening. You're asking Hashem for what you need. Hashem's real. His ability to help you and give you what you need is real. And he set up this postal system that enables you to reach out and talk to him. So why not do that? You don't feel it? What do you care if you feel it or not? That's the place to get your, whatever it is you need. Don't let your lack of connection, your lack of feelings get in the way of your davening. Work on that as well, for sure. No one says not. But first and foremost, get real with Hashem. Because the halacha is that when you're davening, you're supposed to feel like you're standing in front of Hashem. Now that doesn't happen straight away. That takes time. That takes a lot of work. That's where the work is. Real, that's it. This table's real. Hashem's real, like this table's real. And Hashem could give you whatever you need. You have to know how to ask him. Now you have to go learn the sefer, know how to daven, when to daven, what to daven. Davening's an art. No one painted a Van Gogh because they knew how to draw a straight line with a ruler. You learn how to daven. There's a sefer that teaches you how to daven. Okay, that's Mashruache. Which davening to use, when, how, depending on the problems, the issues, the halachas of tefillah. You're not keeping the halachas. How do you want the system to work? The seder, well, first and foremost is, hey, I'm asking Hashem for what I need, and Hashem's going to give me what I need if it's good for me. Finished. So, got it. Take all the mystery and the esoterics out of davening first and foremost and get real. Okay. All right. Now we can go forward and discuss suffering. obviously not a new subject and a subject that touches everybody, because everybody has Yisurim. If you don't have Yisurim for more than 40 days, the Gemara says you should be very worried, because Misha Hashem has written you off. He doesn't want anything more to do with you, and he's just letting you have a good time here. He doesn't have to deal with you in the next world. Everybody has suffering. What's called suffering? How much suffering? We'll see. Well, nobody's running around here today in total bliss. Everyone's got whatever it is. Okay. Reish Tesvov. Sugyas Kabbalis Yusurim Ba'ava. Accepting Yusurim with love. His Sugya Yusaydis Beyoisa. The very fundamental story. It goes to the mamash, the core of what Yiddishkeit's about. Any mile or midas chasidus ba'alma, it's also not a great high level or something that, you know, the great tzaddikim can contact with. When a Jew lives and his heart's not sholem, he's not at one with Hashem, he can come to start complaining and fetching and getting upset with Hashem's ways he conducts himself with him. It's poshut. He's a big tzaddik. And chasvili would never express his complaints. A person to start thinking that Hashem doesn't love him. And that's why he's going through all this trouble. And these feelings we have inside of us, it's bitter and it's this and whatever, causes us to weaken the love that exists between us and Hashem. He's being mevatel every moment of his life. Mitzvahs asay doraisa. V'ahavta Hashem lo kach, we have a chiyuv to love Hashem. So that's the first point. V'kach amnam shinu chachomim b'gemara masechtas brachos. Chayv adam levarach al hara k'shem shemavarach al ha'tovah. One of the most difficult chazal you'll ever have to deal with halacha lemaisa practically, how you do this. You have to mevarach Hashem al hara, k'shem shemevarach al ha'tova. We're going to learn what that means, and you'll see. The bichlal, those of you who've been through this with me before know that Lord Pashut bichlal. Let's see. Shenema, v'avtas Hashem alokecha, b'chol avavcha, u'v'chol nafshecha, afilu noit les nafshecha. Even if it takes your life, your money, everything. What does that mean? I'm a rover. No nitzracha ere lekiblineu besimcha. You have to accept it with simcha. Mevarach al hara k'mayim shevarach al ha'toiv is the simcha you had on the toiv. It's the simcha you have to have on the ra. So I don't have to just say, okay, I accept it. I need makabel. Oto simcha, says Rashi, mevarach al midas peronios b'leiv of sholem. Totally, whatever leiv sholem means, but the same leiv sholem you had, but sim at the good thing that happened, the same leiv sholem at the bad. Okay, you understand that's one very high level, a major ideal, and we have to see where we fit into this whole picture. Okay, let's listen to a difficult story. Most it's all our stories, but this is just made extreme because that's what you're allowed to do with Mashalim and stories, you make them extreme. G'day la'azbe is derech kiyum ha'mitzvah, to understand. From this Gemara, we see that this is a mitzvah deraisa. Kabbalah's Yisurim B'Av is a mitzvah d'oraisa, then every 13-year-old boy and 12-year-old girl is mechayevit levarech al midas haperanias b'leiv sholem. To mevarech on the Yisurim, on what we call the bad things that happen to us, b'leiv sholem. But Torah d'oresh is what we call Yehudi. The Torah demands us from every Jew. It's not a mitzvah that's only for the, you know, the prophets, the great tzaddikim. I'm not holding the Koshu alive. How do you do this? So let's see what you're being asked to do, because right now it doesn't sound so difficult. They've been married for 25 years and they haven't had children, Rahman al-Islam. You understand the pain, the suffering, the torment, the trouble, the frustrations. After 25 years of suffering, they had a child, a boy, a son. You want to go to the bris? Oh, that's going to be some shalom zocher, yeah? Heard stories like this. There was this couple not long ago, yeah? In my shroom, after 20 years, they didn't have a child. 33 years, they suddenly had a child. You know what that shalom zocher looked like? Triplets. You know, the bris, like triplets or something. There were like 4,000 people at the bris. What is a simcha? Can you imagine the simcha? No, why aren't you smiling? 25 years, they had children, they had a son. And you sit here? What's wrong with you? He's British. Okay. You don't say, but not for shoot. They don't know what to do with themselves. They're so happy. When we say snapshot, sheaf is chayim, he's true, you got a little tuda. Obviously, they have a sheaf, he should become a Talmud Chacham. He's got a kilon, a chinem, and chikulo, go abe shonim. They discovered that it was worth waiting so long for a child like this. Very talented young man. Bal midas netzolus, refined, good midas. Bal nefesh adina, very sensitive, sweet young man. He goes to chedi, goes to yeshiva, his mama's steiging a belt. Unbelievable nachas they're getting from this young man. Unbelievable. Shidduch made in Shemayim, marries a young girl that she herself is up there with him. Can't imagine the simcha that's going on around this event. Can you imagine the mighty that the father is davening now at the hall there before the chuppah? Unbelievable. The father, he's in the happiest situation. Imagine the Kaddish that he answers with so much simcha. He doesn't have to learn Musa in order to arouse himself to thank Hashem. He's overwhelmed with a chorus atoit and simcha. In the middle of Sheva Brochus, on the way to the Sheva Brochus, there was a car accident. Lo aleinu, Chosin was killed in a car crash. Ha'av oimed mula keva ha'patuach, v'patach gam b'amiris yiskadal v'yiskadash shmei rabo. He's standing there in front of the open keva, and he has to say Kaddish. Now there's a halacha here from Chazal, Kashem shemavachim ala toiv, kach mavachim ala ra, Rova Rashi, Basimcha, Beleiv Sholei. So he has to go and he has to ask himself, how I was Mavarach ala toiv, and then with the same Simcha, say Kaddish at the Kaddish. That's what's being asked of you, Nachon. Get the problem? Get the problem here? You should be outraged, right? So what? It's not humanly possible. So what the Torah demands of us, it must be humanly possible. We don't understand what humanly possible
is. To acknowledge that it's seven short of both these things, somehow metaphysically, it must be.
That we can all do. That we can all do. That's what's Kashane Shavarach there. What can I do? Rashi, Rashi. Robert. Okay, so let's see. I'm just saying, the other Kashas, there's a marshal that this disturbs you. Outrage. No, that's nonsense. You were never patient in your life and you haven't done sugar. We're all outraged. You're all outraged. How can you be the simcha? How do you do that? What are you talking about? That's human. Let's see. I want to learn Torah. This is Torah. You get the problem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu reitzu manyan shiyudize yoyim ha-kadish zeh ba'eisa simcha sha'omes ha-kadish b'shat tfilas ma'ariv b'leilach ha-kadosh. We want to go back to the Kaddish that was said at the Ma'ariv of the night of the Chuppah. That Simcha, he has to dredge up somehow and say Kaddish at the Keva. Okay, so he understands it all.
We don't get it. But he should always restrain himself and never get too happy.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, at the Chuppah, that's what Bob's saying. Make sure you're miserable at the Chuppah. So that, yeah.
We have to work with transmission of the
simple. Yeah, let's just get the problem on the table and then we'll start grappling with how you do this. Is that what it's talking about? Kate said, Nitin Lasso says, how do you do this? Ain't Sophie Kodesh Boch, ain't Bo between the embrace of Hashem doesn't come with unreasonable requests from his creatures, from us. This sounds pretty unreasonable to me. Hashem doesn't ask us to do things that we can't withstand. That's not a test, that's a crush. Hashem asks you to do something you can't do. Gewaldig. So what's that about? If the Torah commands this mitzvah, I don't get it. We see from the Torah that you can do this. We should never need to do such a thing, Rabbi Yisrael. About we don't get it. I know myself pretty well. Dredge up the same simcha. So what's Shiva all about? What's 3 days for crying all about? Well, I'm asking. There's after the wedding, there's 7 days of simcha. After the chuppah, there's 7 days of mourning. After the kippur, there's 7 days of mourning. The mourning and simcha look the same. Why are we not playing music at the levaya? Now I'm asking, what's going on here? What does it mean? There's halachas about mourning as well. Nowhere did it say that you should be bouncing around besimcha. You should be sitting on the floor crying. There's hilchas avelus. We're in avelus now for Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. What? Be besimcha. Be just as besimcha on Lag BaOmer as you are during Tisha B'Av. Why are we besimcha on Lag BaOmer? Nobody really knows, but everyone does it, so we all secure it. Said it. Anybody know what Lag BaOmer is about?
The oral Torah,
yeah. Rabbi Akiva was a much greater Talmid Chochem and a bigger Mekubal than Rav Shimon. How do I know? Because everything Rav Shimon knew, he learned from Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva was his Rebbe. Nobody goes mad on his yard size. In fact, we're not even sure when Rav Shimon died either. We're not even sure that it's his yard size. But sadly, so we don't know. I'm just thinking I need lawyer day.
The fire.
It's all about Tfilin Rabbeinu Tam. You really want to find the source for like boy, man? Go look in Tfilin Rabbeinu Tam. And as you know, you don't understand. Okay?
Yofi. All right.
But everyone does it, and it's kef and it's nice. And if you're a bit of a pyromaniac like me, definitely feeds into your needs of big fires and all stuff. How do you do this? And where do you get the koiches for this? Hard question, eh? Hard, difficult to understand. This is Torah. This has got to be understood. Not theoretically, not philosophically. You should never need to know how to do this. Hashem Yerachem.
What's the Baruch Aram? That doesn't mean to be happy.
It's a Baruch.
To bless. That doesn't mean to be happy.
Hatova Ameitiv, Kedain Emes, with the same Simcha.
Where does it mean to be Simcha?
Rashi. Rashi, the Gemara was based on Rava. Lekibluneihu besimcha.
Accepting
it. So when you make the brocha, what? You're going to accept it besimcha and then you're going to make the brocha miserable? When you make the brocha, you're very besimcha. When you said yiskadel v'yiskadesh, you're very besimcha. Now at the kibbutz, you have to have the same simcha when you're doing whatever you were doing at the birth. And therefore the brocha will mamela be besimcha. Okay, you can argue that if you want, but I'm not going to change anything here. I went to be Menachem Oval. Does it, Tzaddik. Young guy is it, Mamash at Tzaddik. Big Talmud Chochem, big Kwasek. Chaim Kanievsky, Mamash was very close to him. Chaim came to be Menachem Oval in Tifrak when Chaim wasn't leaving his house. Made a special point to come and do Menachem Oval in Tifrak when his daughter was Nifta. And his 17-year-old daughter was a Yalom, was Nifta. I went to be Menachem Oval. Now he's a Pesach. Sitting there, he said, can somebody tell me a Pia Locho what I'm supposed to be feeling now? Again, he spoke about this at the Hespedim, about this whole Sugya. Father of the daughter, yeah? One of the most sensitive people you'll ever see. What am I supposed to be feeling? Don't tell me how to do it. Afterwards, I'll have to go. Tell me what the loch is. Halacha lemaisa, ma achiv shli achshav. I'm sitting shiva. The simcha, pain, tzar. To give you what I'm supposed to be feeling. We didn't come to a conclusion at the end. Not so posh. It's such a had you've got this. It's such a you've got hilchas avaylus. It's such a I'm a human being. No matter how much of a tzaddik I am, but humans are supposed to feel human things. We're not supposed to lobotomize our feelings. We're not supposed to suppress our feelings. A Jew is supposed to feel what he's supposed to feel, fully expressed, fully actualized. What am I supposed to be feeling now, Pialocha? Just tell me. Hard question to answer. That was the discussion at the Shiva house. Different kind of a place to be. That's the question we're asking ourselves now. Okay. I don't want to take the next step yet. Well, let's start. Think about the question. Well, let's take a step forward, which is also this next step is not so posh at all. The dangerous place to go, but we have to go then. We have to get posh. We have to get correct kshatya. But mamash hitchi, superficially, at the first superficial muskel rishon, superficial perspective, and we try never to be superficial, but you have to start somewhere. Nedama kahayisurim and shem nedaf lechet. Yisurim comes in the wake of sin. Suffering is the punishment for the evil. Lumazois hasolva v'menucha and gmula toiva. Tranquility and peace, that's the reward for doing good. That's the first perspective. You say, okay, I got it. I'm suffering because I did an aveira. Things are going well because I did a mitzvah. That's the cheshbonya. Ulam yesh ledat shemachshov azu shitchis lamdi. It's not just superficial, but it couldn't be more wrong. We all ma'aminim and we all believe the 13 ikarim of Imuna. Everybody believes in them. And we all believe in Schava Oinesh, that Hashem does good and provides good for those that keep his mitzvahs and he punishes those that don't do his mitzvahs. That's not enough to explain the essence of suffering that we find in the world. Sometimes, by the way, we have to know, most times the Schar and Onesh is not in this world. The Schar and Onesh is in the next world. There's not enough pleasure in this world to pay you for even one mitzvah. There's not enough suffering in this world to pay you for even one aveira. That all happens in the next world. Some people are lucky that they get it here. They don't have to get it there. We'll see. We'll talk about that. Well, that's not enough to explain the whole story, because we also see that the great tzaddikim who sometimes suffer more than the worst rishayim. How old's that question? Why do good things happen to bad people, and why do bad things happen to good people? You've heard that question before. Mazet tzaddik v'ralo. Lumas reis metzino rasha v'toyblo. The terrible deeds of the Rosh, we don't see that he's getting what's due to him. Great tzaddik can suffer terribly. Nachum Ish Gamzu was a lightweight. He was Rebbe Akiva's great. And Rebbe Akiva's from Shimon's Rebbe. Imagine how great he was. And he suffered. Oy, did he suffer? Moving in time. There has to be something more about suffering than Scha Po'enish. There's something else going on here we haven't understood. There he is. You don't have to go to Meron, which is up in a Gemara, and there he is. Look at that. There's Rav Shimon, made it into the Gemaras. I thought he was so busy with Kabbalah, he didn't have time for halacha. That's for Chalila. Shlosh matanas toves nosan akorosh bochu Yisrael the kulul or nosan elal yedei yisurim. Three wonderful gifts akorosh bochu gave to Klal Yisrael, and they all come with yisurim. The Elohim Teira, there is Yisrael, the Olam Haba. When I made Aliyah, my Rebbe said to me, "You're going to Eretz Yisrael. And you're going to be trying to acquire all these three things at once, because we all in Eretz Israel trying to acquire Torah and Olam Haba. Don't forget to pack your Tehillim. You're going to need it. Torah minayim. Three things are acquired through suffering. What's it going to do with Schar Vayesh? That's the price you pay. You want Torah? Comes with suffering. You want Eretz Israel? Comes with suffering. You want Olam Haba? There's a price to pay. That's the price. Torah minayin. Shenema ashrei ageva sheitisrenu ko meisarosecha lamdeinu. Pasuk says, praiseworthy, happy is the person that Hashem causes suffering, and from his Torah he teaches him. So you see, suffering goes together with Torah. Eretz Yisrael diksiv, ki kashe yisa ish es b'noi Hashem elokech in misarcho. Because of afterwards it says, like a father chastises his son, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu chastises you, Loshen Yisurim. Afterwards it says, Ki Hashem Elokecha Mavircha El Eretz Toiva. Right afterwards there's a juxtaposition, Hashem is bringing to a good land. V'olam Haba Diksiv Kinei Mitzvah Torah V'Derech Chaim Tochokos Musa. Look at where you say Olam Haba, there, whatever Chazal would get out, lo mashanim. Don't worry about it when we get there. Habayim Meshach, Yisurim Einu Einesh Greida. Yisurim aren't just a punishment. Elaim Shav Pesach leKabbalas Kol Davar Tov. They're the gateway to all the good things in this world. There's nothing that's worthwhile that's not acquired through suffering. But when I read it, said Chegam v'Metziu Sagashmis Davar Tov Nikni B'Yisurim LeDugma. Even in the Gashmistic world, you see that good things come with suffering. LeDugma, Ladies Yelit, the love of Tzav Yisurim. That's August Panosim and love of being Yusuri. People make Panos. Anybody ever worked out there? It's hard. It comes with Yusurim. It's Yusurim. God bought a lot of stock for you just before business was about to close, and he gives you a check. You don't sleep all night worrying about whether the check's going to bounce or not. He's gone with $100,000 worth of goods, and you're sitting with a check, and you can't find the bank because the banks are closed. Ever happened to you? Yeah. Yeah, it's all the time. Business comes with suffering. Children comes with suffering. It's all for shoot. Those are all good things. I've also been here. It's not suffering. When you plant with tears, you'll harvest with singing. Because it's going to ladima bezria, to the extent that there's tears by the investment, by the zria, tachta gana larina v'ktira. There's nothing worthwhile that you can acquire without suffering. What's it all about? Why is it like that? What is the surim? Am Yisrael, am Anetzach, who am Hasayu, the Yosef, called told the Sadducees, who suffered more than the Jews? Who? Because we're worse than all the nations? Do me a favor. Why are we different from everybody else that we have to suffer so much? Those are powerful questions, and they're real questions, and they touch us on a day-to-day basis, and they interfere with our emunah, and they interfere with our ability to be Oved Hashem. We have to learn the sugya in order to go weiter. But Hashem, we'll get once again a few small facets of the diamond here.
Yeah.
Historic.